This joint trade policy review of Niger and Senegal has given us an opportunity to improve our understanding of the interaction between regional trade initiatives in West Africa and the WTO system. Our discussions have greatly benefited from the active and open engagement of the high-level delegations of Senegal and Niger, respectively led by His Excellency Mr. Amadou Niang, Minister of Trade of Senegal, and Mr. Amadou Soumana Gouro, Secretary General of the Ministry of Trade, Industry and the Standardization of Niger. I would also like to thank the discussant, His Excellency Mr. Abdelwahab Jamal, for his insightful contributions, and EU members for your active involvement. Members congratulated Niger and Senegal for their macroeconomic and structural, including trade reform efforts. Supported by investment in mining in Niger and in telecommunication and transport services in Senegal, the reforms have contributed to the overall positive performance of both economies, with average GDP growth of about 5% per year. Members noted that the potential of Niger and Senegal to attract investment remains largely untapped, and urge them to pursue their reforms and improve their business environment by inter alia addressing governance issues, including corruption, facilitating trade, and strengthening commitments under the GATS to close the gap with liberalization already achieved. This would help to further attract the foreign investment needed to diversify their economies and further reduce poverty. Full operationalization of aid for trade program and enhanced integrated framework would help. Members commended Niger and Senegal on their commitment to the WTO system. They acknowledged their severe resource constraints and the need for technical assistance to support their participation in the WTO and to improve the transparency of their trade regimes, including through notifications. They praised Niger and Senegal for their progress in the reform of the government procurement regimes and noted that further advance was needed to reach international best practices. Niger was urged to bring its domestic law on copyright and related rights into conformity with the TRIPS agreement, and both Niger and Senegal were encouraged to further protect intellectual property rights. Concerns were expressed about the use by Niger and Senegal of reference values for custom valuation of certain products. Members welcome the harmonization of elements of the common trade regime of the West African Economic and Monetary Union with those of the Economic Community of West African States, of which all West African Economic and Monetary Union countries, including Niger and Senegal, are also members. Referring to ECOWAS plan to implement a fifth tariff band of 35% on the top of the West African Economic and Monetary Union maximum rate of 20%. Members invited both Niger and Senegal to reconsider this plan on competitiveness and effectiveness grounds. They stressed that on five lines, the WAEMU tariff rates were already exceeding the corresponding binding commitments by Senegal. Further clarification was sought on inter alia import bans on poultry products by Niger and Senegal, their incentive scheme, their other duties and taxes on imports, their regimes on trade in services, their utilization of non-reciprocal preferences, and the impact of the financial and economic crisis on their economies. Members appreciated the responses provided by the delegations of Niger and Senegal and look forward to further written replies. In conclusion, this meeting has confirmed the progress made by Niger and Senegal in achieving development goals through further trade reform, including at the regional level. Niger and Senegal are encouraged to pursue their reforms and to further adhere to WTO rules and improve their multilateral commitments on services. This would enhance the transparency, predictability of their trade regimes and contribute to attracting foreign investment. I advocate that members support Niger and Senegal in their continued efforts by providing further market access to their goods and services and by being attentive to their request for technical assistance.